Fighting the online abuse of women takes more than hitting a block button. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. No news here. The internet can be a scary place for women. From mansplaining and unwanted advances to coordinated harassment campaigns, doxing, and physical threats. Nina Jankowicz is author of a new book about this, How to Be a Woman Online, Surviving Abuse and Harassment, and How to Fight Back, which comes out Thursday. She wrote it as a guide after experiencing abuse online firsthand. She says women end up bearing the brunt of the work when it comes to fighting online trolls.
We need social media platforms to take some of this onus off the targets of abuse, because right now it's basically on us to manage this. We are the ones that need to report the harassment to platforms and then, you know, be at their will to decide if they're going to do anything about it. These are multi-billion dollar platforms that have now become such an intrinsic part of our lives that I think they owe it to 50% of the world's population to try to keep us a little bit safer online. So I'd like to see platforms taking more of an active role in trying to root out this abuse, particularly the networked abuse. We see, you know, organized campaigns against women, especially high profile women, that are organized entirely on these platforms, and they can see from the back end. So I'd love to see a little bit more of that. And then in general, I think we need to talk a lot more about building platforms from the very start with women and marginalized communities in mind. Often we hear about, you know, new features on a platform that seem really cool for your average white dude. But when you think about it from the context of a woman or someone with an intersectional identity, it's very clear that those new affordances on those platforms can be used for harassment or worse. And making sure they're thinking through the impact on the most vulnerable communities online, I think, is incredibly important.
When it comes to social media platforms, are there particular ones or particular tools that have been more successful with reporting and removing abuse?
Well, we've seen a lot of really encouraging signs from Twitter in particular lately. They have moved to a human-centered reporting approach that I think they're testing out. They're also testing removing yourself from a conversation so that if you've been tagged, you can untag yourself. If it's getting too hurtful, you can make sure that you're removed and you're not getting notifications for all of those mentions. But again, these are both putting the onus on the abused person rather than putting the onus on the platform. So I would hope to see soon platforms, again, taking more proactive steps to make their users feel safer.
And of course, not all tools that do exist are foolproof. How do some trolls avoid detection from algorithms?
Yeah, this is one of the most interesting things that I've found both in my personal experience and in the research that I've done. So when I dealt with the first wave of really horrific abuse that I had ever experienced, I was taken aback by the way that men started to use what I then called malign creativity. Rather than writing out a word straight, a slur like the B word, they would write B exclamation point TCH so that the AI that was searching for slurs like that wouldn't pick it up. Or they'll put spaces between letters or use symbols. There's also image-based abuse because often platforms aren't tracking abuse via images. So they are getting really good at evading detection. And that means even when you update a list of muted keywords, for instance, you're not necessarily going to be catching everything. And some of that abuse is going to make its way through to you.
For many women, their jobs rely on having some sort of online presence and building a public persona. I mean, what more can employers do to respond when things get out of hand?
Well, I think we've seen certain newsrooms start to think about this for their journalists, because journalists obviously have an extremely public-facing profile online and use the internet both to collect and source stories, but to amplify their stories as well. But we haven't really seen other sectors picking up the slack, especially with academic sectors, healthcare, which has been in the spotlight during the COVID-19 pandemic. So I think it's really important that individuals start to advocate with their managers, with HR, and say, you know, here I am doing this public engagement. Here are some ways that you can support me. And in the book, I go through a bunch of them. One of them is, you know, if I get doxxed and my home address is leaked, will you put me up in a hotel for a couple of weeks until it dies down? Is it covered for me to go to therapy if I'm experiencing this sort of abuse and harassment? You know, a lot of employers have pretty detailed policies about what you can and can't say on social media, but they're not thinking through the consequences of what is said to you and often as a result of your engagement for that employer online.
Of course, we've been hearing a lot about Elon Musk's interest in buying Twitter. It's part of what he calls his crusade against censorship on the platform. What happens when powerful people frame this discussion in terms of free speech?
Abuse doesn't really fall under the free speech spectrum because ultimately what it seeks to do is to silence its targets. And so by allowing abuse to continue, yes, you might be giving speech to some who are using it to abuse people, but what you're doing is pushing others out of the public discourse. And so I think we need to think very, very carefully about what speech means and for whom we are talking about this speech being accessible. Because if we moved toward more of a free speech absolutist paradigm on the internet, that would mean less speech for women and less speech for marginalized communities.
Nina Jankowicz is the author of How to Be a Woman Online. And now for some related links. You can find your way to Nina Jankowicz's website, cleverly called Wixipedia, and her new book, which includes a whole chapter on trolls, on our website, marketplacetech.org. And you don't have to look too hard in the news for evidence of these disturbing trends. A recent report from the UK Centre for Countering Digital Hate analyzed the Instagram direct messages of 5 high-profile women in media or activism. The group found that of the more than 8,500 direct messages, 1 out of every 15 broke Instagram's own rules on harassment and abuse. According to the New York Times, the messages included pornographic imagery and threats of physical violence. In a statement to the Times, Instagram disputed the conclusions and pointed to features meant to limit harassment, such as settings that allow users to control who can message them or to filter out messages with certain words. And some recent reporting from Vice shows what can happen when tech companies fail to anticipate what Nina Jankowicz calls malign creativity. Vice went through records from some of the biggest police departments in the U.S., looking at complaints about Apple AirTags. Those are small, coin-sized trackers that can be used to keep tabs on keys or wallets. The Vice found dozens of instances in which they were allegedly used to surveil, stalk, and harass women. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.